Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home.
Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, yeah. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Cott. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon. As you probably know, the two of us have crammed our brains full of so much music, there's never any predicting what's going to bubble up on any given day. We have a desert island jukebox we are always adding to, and it has already got thousands and tens of thousands of songs in it. Greg, give us a hint about the song you're going to add.
Jim,
today.
I want to pay tribute to half of one of the greatest, if not the greatest, rock and roll duos ever.
Ah, coming up on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. We are back, Mr. Cott. Half one of the greatest rock and roll duos ever. You're talking about Don Everly.
Of course. It's been a tragic series of deaths here in recent weeks. Don Everly among the giants who we have lost. Don, the brother of Phil Everly, who died in 2014. Phil was actually the younger brother, died first 7 years ago, now followed by Don Everly at age 84 on August 21st. Two of the architects of rock and roll, any way you put it, in the 50s, blending country twang and close harmony singing with that rockabilly guitar and a modernist sensibility in the risque, often risque lyrics, you know? Risque for their time, certainly. Felice and Boudreaux Bryant, the primary songwriters. But it was in the delivery of those voices that really put it over the top. There was something haunted, almost mystical, about the way those voices blended. You know, I once talked to Don about it, and he said that it's one thing to harmonize with another musician, another singer, but it's especially great when you're harmonizing with somebody who's like a blood relative. In the case of his brother, they hung out all the time. They grew up together. They were speaking the same language. I mean, literally, the way they would phrase words, the way they would end sentences, the way they would use specific words to describe specific feelings. So they understood how each other talked. Conversing was just a step away from harmonizing in his mind. And he said, I could never get that with anybody else. It was the two of us, and our voices together made a third thing that was greater than both of us. And he recognized that because the brothers were feuding a lot of the time.
Oh, my God. There's a story of him hitting his brother over the head with an acoustic guitar and, the storming off stage. The Everly brothers died today, right? We're never going to come back together again. Like Ray and Dave Davis, right? Tell me if I'm wrong. But all great rock and roll pop music harmony comes from the mode the Everly brothers set. Right? I mean, in the sense of folk music, harmonizing, of course, right. It's been around for centuries, right? But in terms of putting it to the rock beat, the Everlys inspired the Beatles and the Beach Boys, and everything else comes from there.
Well, you've got that harmony vocals of, somebody like the Louvin brothers or the Stanley brothers in country, and you've obviously got the doo-wop harmony
and folk
harmonizing.
Music.
But you're right. And I think a big part of the rock and roll thing with the Everlys in terms of the harmonizing was Don's rhythm guitar playing. They both played guitars, but Don especially, very underrated. You don't see him mentioned at any of those, 100 greatest guitarists of all time. But Don Everly's rhythm guitar playing was a key to a lot of those songs, gave him some real punch and real drive. You could hear it right off the bat in their first series of singles, and something like Bye Bye Love, that percussive a feel that he brought to his rhythm guitar playing. At the same time, you had these lyrics that were quite poignant and also a little risque. Yeah. They didn't write many songs. As I said, the Bryant, a couple, Felice and Boudelot, wrote a lot of the lyrics initially for them. But I want to play a song that Don actually wrote, kind of near the tail end of the band's great run of singles, where they dominated the charts from basically like 1957 to 1960. And then the Beatles came along, ironically, harmonizing like the Everly Brothers, their heroes.
And eclipsing them.
And eclipsing them. And then the Byrds and the Beach Boys and all these groups
everybody else
really borrowed from them. And, to their credit, gave credit where it was due. They said the Everly Brothers are the reason we're here singing like we do. So their legacy is huge, justifiably among the first inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Here's Kathy's Clown, though, from 1960. Here's the Don song that I was talking about. Again, you can hear those harmonies. People are going, which one's Don, which one's Phil? I'll tell you, Don's singing the lead on a lot of the songs. He's got the lower voice. Phil handled the high harmonies. They sing together. It's very difficult to tell them apart because they sound like one voice. That was kind of the key. Like, you meld these two voices together, you get a third thing, as Don once told me. So here's Don Everly harmonizing with brother Phil on Kathy's Clown from 1960. Is the Everly Brothers, Don Everly, dead at the age of 84 on August 21st, joining brother Phil in the Ever After, wherever that is. Man, they've got some great harmony vocalists up there, wherever it is.
You can share your thoughts on the Everly Brothers on our Facebook group. To support Sound Opinions, become a member of Patreon. Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, and our intern, Sol Delgadillo. On the social media front, we have Katie Cott.